Last night's game was weird, wasn't it, for the Golden Knights? They come out hot as a pistol, then give back a couple of goals. Second period, you can tell us about that. And then all of a sudden, we saw this last year, VGK, because of the depth, is at times an incredible third period team.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the last point, the third period. And I think it goes to what we saw last summer going into the bubble and the fact that the Golden Knights were by far the league leader in the National Hockey League with players that stayed inside the market and were able to train at their own arena in small groups of six last summer. And then going into the larger groups of 12 before they got to training camp, and they were able to be coached this past year winter in December for 5 weeks in the same type of scenario, and had the structured practices. And those 5 weeks on the lead up of both the last summer and this year, I think are going to be huge, because ice time not only was hard to get in certain areas, but being able to be on the ice with some sort of structure and purpose. You're not just making it up yourself, and going through that process was huge. And the third periods inside the bubble were the difference in gaining that number one seed, and were massive in comebacks against the likes of the St. Louis Blues, Dallas Stars, and then into that series against the Chicago Blackhawks. And last night, it was a 2-2 game. In fact, if not for Robin Leonard at times in that second period when Anaheim took over, the Ducks might have taken a lead for the first time. And once the third period started, it was the totally tilted ice. I will also say this. I learned something last night about Mark Stone. As much as we love him and enjoy his expressiveness and the way he enjoys the game and embraces the game, what I saw at the start of the third period was you don't want to piss him off. And Rickard Rakell slashed him just right after the opening faceoff of the third period. And Stone ended up scoring that goal. It had nothing to do with the slash, but ends up scoring and goes on his way back to the Golden Knights bench and is giving it to Rakell, staring at him, chirping him. And I think the rest of his team took notice of that, and it amped whatever was talked about during the intermission from Coach Pete DeBoer. It amped it up another couple of notches, and I'll factor in that into some of the turnaround in that game and the intensity.
So what was your evaluation of the biggest, the biggest and newest name, Alex Pietrangelo, in that game? What, three block shots and assists plus two? The numbers say very good. What'd your eye say?
My eye said that it was as efficient of a game as you're going to see somebody lead the ice time from a blue line core with five defensemen and not have a spectacular play. Like, you don't have that wow play last night. I can think of on the power play, he got the puck off of one draw and quickly got it away and got it through. That was impressive. But the rest of it was just really, really efficient. He defended in the first period, forcing, I believe it was Sam Steele wide on the right side, and used his reach and that advantage to push him behind the net in a great defending position. But the rest of it was just business as usual. And if he could play that good and just blending in and being able to be up the ice in his own zone and just so solid, I can't wait to see what he does when he feels comfortable. Because I can guarantee this. There is probably a relationship, an equation out there, and I'll go with this math. He probably thought, or his way through that last night's game, did more thinking in the game against Anaheim than he did the previous 2.5 seasons total in St. Louis. You know what I mean by that? Where yeah. He had to be aware of where his teammates were on the ice and what they were doing and what was happening on his own end and meshing in with his partners. Because not just playing with Braden McNabb, but with five defensemen, you have a different partner basically every shift. So I think once he gets comfortable and gets a little bit more on autopilot, we're going to really see Alex Pietrangelo growth. So if that's him holding back a little bit, we're in for a real treat.